The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to October 1995.
The University of Detroit Mercy presents Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with the University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edmund DeWitt, and today we have a lot of the regular panel with us. On my right, from the Department of History and the Assistant Dean of the College of Liberal Arts, Professor Kathy Bush.
Hello, Edwin. Aren't you going to introduce George?
Oh, yes. I forgot about George.
How could you ever?
I don't know. George Pickering.
Pleasure to be here. As always.
As always, yeah. Okay. Thank you for filling in for George, yes. On Kathy's right, also from the Department of History, Professor Greg Sumner.
Hi, Edwin. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you here. And we should mention that Dr. Sumner's book is now rolling into a bookstore near you.
No, really? Not till March or so.
So this is the sequel, is that right? Or is it the prequel?
This is the quell.
The quell.
This is the quell.
The quell itself.
Has it got cooties, or what are we talking about
the
here?
The quinella, I hope.
Oh.
And what is the name of it?
I'll tell in the next program. Let's move on. I don't know what the name of it is.
Oh, he hasn't decided on a title.
That's
Fast
Times at Canadian High
or something like that.
I'll let you know next week.
Well, on Greg's right, from the Department of Theater
and Performance
Arts, Professor Arthur Beer.
Hi, Edwin.
Hello, Arthur. And
we are
entering the room right now from the Department of Religious Studies, the chair of that department.
He's already been introduced.
Professor George Pickering.
Oh, pleasure to be here, as always.
Yes.
Did I miss something?
Not really.
Nothing at all.
No. And on Arthur's right, from the Department of English and the sometime director of Women's Studies, Professor Claire Crabtree.
Bună ziua.
Ooh, there she
goes.
Speaking
again. Romanian
that,
again.
You know what that means in Romanian? Let's close that program down.
That's right. No, it means that sometimes she's director and sometimes someone else is director. You know. You'll be director again next year, I understand.
Is no.
Oh.
I don't. I hope not.
Oh, never again.
No, someday maybe.
All right, well.
Sometime.
I'd like to.
Sometime.
Write a book or two. Instead.
Wouldn't we all?
I want to read one someday.
I just need that title.
You like. You.
Yeah. Read a book?
Yeah.
No, I just teach them. I don't read them.
Exactly. Right. What's right. The point of becoming a professor? You have to keep
really,
reading them.
Since when did we have to read them?
And on Professor Crabtree's right, my left, from the Department of English, Professor Hugh Kulick.
And I'm happy to be here.
And we're happy to have you here. Sure. Most of the questions you hear in this program are sent in by our listeners. If you stump the panel, you will receive the winner's package, which I believe is going to include diplomas.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
What? All right.
I think we're giving away some kind of certificate, aren't we, if you stump the panel?
These are not actual degrees.
These are actual degrees.
No. When we ran out of bumper stickers, I suggested we give away master's degrees.
Yeah.
It was very simple.
That's what I thought these probably were. But
and,
no, oh, poor Greg.
I mean,
does he really want tenure here?
Yes.
Among these Philistines.
I mean, there is a precedent for this in the business school, after all,
well,
but we won't go into that on the air.
No, no,
anyhow,
let's not get bogged down in facts.
We can get that much money?
Wow. If we give fake diplomas, I mean, knowing our listeners, some will try to put them on their resumes.
Yeah.
This is the problem, I
but
think.
We can't, I got one, I would.
We
I
can't
see
prevent that.
As a problem.
And there are people who get honorary doctorates who insist on being called doctor, you know.
Hey, look, I've
It's like people with D.Ed. Degrees who insist on being called doctor. You know,
I got a degree from the Belle Isle Conservatory.
That's right.
I put it on my visa.
Did
that's
you
right.
Absolutely.
It's an honorary doctor.
You around that
did
big
you have
panel.
A Belle Isle Conservatory, too,
I mean, Dr. Dave gave it to
well,
me.
Yes.
And he's the president of the Belle Isle Conservatory.
I understand Dr. Dave is going to be on our show one of these days.
Is he really?
Well,
Dave
I Dave talked... No, Dave Wagner.
Dave Wagner.
Oh,
oh,
Dave
right.
Wagner. I talked to him the other day, and producer, if you call him, we can set up a time for him to be on the show.
She's and not paying attention.
Among other...
Asleep at the switch.
Among in my area. We don't find objects. We don't pay attention.
No,
either.
No. Just duck and go.
That's right.
Speaking of doctors, when are we going to get Dr. Jack Van Impe on?
That's a good question. We haven't asked him.
Time's running out.
I'll bet. I'm right.
Oh, I know. Year 2000 approaches.
Right. I think we should get to Jack and Rexella. I think that would be a quite a show.
We're inviting you now.
Yes. Yeah.
If they're listening, Chuck.
They're regular listeners.
If you're listening, all three of you, yes, the whole menage.
And it sort of fits because we already have one person interested in religious studies.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. Kathy.
I still go to Mass.
But she's part of the generation.
Right. I am part of that generation.
Yeah. What are you? You were the aimless, drifting agnostic. What were
That's
you?
That's right.
I
he
like
is.
To think of myself.
He is. The agnostic
the
drifter.
There's a title for my book.
Yeah. Yes.
The aimless, drifting agnostic.
That's true. And the art of motorcycle maintenance.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, if you don't stump the panel, then you'd get junk, you know, but it's our kind of junk, and that's something very special, and very precious.
We cleaned out our desks this summer.
Yeah, very precious.
Okay, on our first set of questions comes from Pamela Johnson of Seagaville, Texas. That's
wow.
what it looks like.
Hey,
Seagaville,
we must have a new
Texas.
Station. Or
yes.
Maybe
yes.
Prison, love them Longhorns.
Prison radio again, whatever.
That's
that.
That's right. Remember that
just
guy?
Enclosed our questions that I hope you enjoy.
Is that Pete Seagaville?
Probably. No, it's Seagoville.
Yeah. Well, they meant ER, but it's ours.
Well,
it's Texas.
Yes, sure. It is Texas. Panel members may be interested to know that I'm a member of Phi Alpha Theta.
All right.
Hey, all right.
Oh,
yay.
Would Greg like to explain what that is?
Does that have something to do with history?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I think a member of our department heads it on this campus, yeah. doesn't he?
That's
yeah.
right. That's
yes.
right.
What? But fear
like
not.
History Honors Society.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
there's an
Edwin
some more
is, Edwin is a member.
Honor.
His name is in the book.
Is it an acronym for something, or do you just use the word and call it FAT?
It's part of a conservative group.
It's kind of like the Elks.
Best people on earth.
Yep. But fear not. The enclosed questions are not about history. Oh. Nor are they about new TV shows, old TV shows, movies, music, or biographies and books.
I like this woman. I like her a lot.
The enclosed questions pertain to a subject near and dear to my heart.
All right.
My hobby. I hope you like them.
Okay.
You know what? I find this woman very attractive.
Is she a philatelist?
Before we
You're
actually...
going to be narcissistic. Let's put it right out.
Oh, brace yourself,
she believes
folks.
In free will.
Brace yourself.
I hope it's not home canning or something.
No, okay. It's not that.
Horses.
All questions refer to American rules, regulations, policies, and standards.
Uh-oh.
What does AKC stand
American
for?
Kennel
American
Club.
Kennel Club.
That's right.
It's about doggies.
Doggies.
Oh, oh,
boy.
Woof, woof.
Yes.
Her hobby is initials.
That's an acronym.
Right?
Yeah, whoever
That's
said she liked dogs.
Yeah, no, don't overgeneralize. Okay. You got one instance.
Okay.
What is the final highlight at any dog show?
Is it best of breed?
Up,
not best of breed.
Best of
cleaning
class.
Up the dog
not
poop.
Not the poop-a-thon.
Best of show.
Best of show.
Dog doo-doo?
Best in show. What color are the first prize ribbons?
Blue. Yellow.
Blue, that's right.
Blue.
What color are the winner's ribbons?
See, wait a
winners
minute.
Are distinguished from first prize.
Red?
Mm, black.
Purple.
Purple.
Purple ribbons.
Exactly.
What,
did,
what
I
is
went
the
with my
difference
father one time
between
to a, dog
a winner
show.
And a first prize?
It was hysterical.
I have no idea.
Well, wait. It must be
first, second, and third prizes given in all categories, mm-hmm. and then best of show.
Oh, I see.
And best of breed.
But
yeah.
winner.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, winner.
Because no dog that. Wants to be a
winner.
Loser, George.
Right.
Okay.
Just check and see who's writing the history.
Now, may I ask, do the dogs have to do anything?
Sure.
Instead of a dressage
it depends
for
on the
dogs?
Show.
They behave,
dressage.
Too.
They could just stand there showing off
no,
their haunches.
Walked.
What kind
no.
of names do they have?
It's kind of like Claire.
They're
America
like Buffdale Stock Rocket.
There are
stuff.
Things,
they have really odd names.
Yes. There are things
odd.
They have to do, and there are things they have to not do.
Exactly. Well put, George.
It's rather the latter.
Like all of us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
How to get tenure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Roof.
Yes. I don't know how to do that, but anyway.
What do prospective exhibitors receive notifying them of upcoming shows? That's a special
mail.
Term for this.
Mail.
Yeah, but it's a certain kind
well,
of mail.
Well, it's right answer.
Doggy mail?
Doggy
mail. Yeah, really?
It's a little newsletter called, yeah. you know, the Woofin'
Oh, good.
D-mail.
No, it's called premium lists. Premium lists. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's for insurance agents.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
like
beer.
For green stamps and stuff.
What do you call the individual licensed by the American Kennel Club to superintend a dog show?
The dog master.
Boss.
Oh, I like dog master.
Now, there's a clue in there. The superintendent.
The superintendent.
That's right.
Of
the
dogs.
Superintendent.
Superintendent of dogs.
How many points are required for a dog to become a champion?
It's like 20-some?
All of them.
Well, more than any other dog.
No.
Well,
no,
yeah,
no.
But it's not 1,000.
That's an
answer.
Like
50? 500.
I think you get
it's less than 50.
35.
There's a 5 in it.
35.
Keep coming.
15.
It's 15.
That's, you know, I
thought
that's,
cool.
That's
easy.
Well, you don't get many points, even
oh, really?
For being the grand champion.
Yeah,
you don't.
I think that's
no.
It.
Oh,
yeah.
Poor
yeah.
Dogs.
No.
How competitive. It's too much pressure for a dog.
I mean, you know, how many of them?
They're too pressured.
How many dogs have you met that you liked?
Oh, many.
Have you seen
all
that poster?
Dogs.
Not many in my book. They all bite.
Yeah.
They,
oh,
no.
Really?
Yeah, in the middle of the night, they like go bad and rip your throat.
How about Hansel? Hansel?
Oh, yeah. You. That's
listen, new people out in Radio Land, don't
really
believe you.
Have been bit
you.
By dogs?
How about hunting dogs?
Have I been bit by dogs?
Yes.
Like, you know, is the Pope Catholic? Excuse me, you know, but they're vicious animals.
They're good judges of human nature.
My father always had
yeah,
gentle
that's what it
dogs,
is, you.
Sweet-tempered, lovely dogs. No.
I've had dogs all my life and never been bit.
There's a great poster.
And I've had a dog ever since I was like 6.
What you do, if there's a great poster, it's a picture of a cat, and underneath it says, if you want a friend, get a dog. But I think that's a bit of dog propaganda myself.
Oh,
yes, it
I
is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're selling a bill of goods.
Well, animals are interesting anyway. I have a brother-in-law who lives in Northern California.
Speaking of animals.
Who once had a...
What does he do with animals?
He once had a friend who had a cat. And this is the only time that I know of a cat relieving itself on his head while he was in bed at night. He got the distinct impression that the cat did not like him.
The cat is making a real point there.
Yeah, and the next day he came home and found his picture ripped to shreds by the cat. So
very specific.
He moved out.
That cat was inhabited by the spirit of his former wife.
Thank you. Really.
Something, yes.
A good friend of mine who's a psychiatrist had a family cat that was like 20 years old and just got so sick, and they couldn't bring themselves to take it to be destroyed, so they wanted to do it themselves.
Oh.
And
great.
So,
the Manson family.
And that man has clients.
So they called my wife up and said, how do you dispose of a cat? She said, I guess barbiturates, you know, I'll do anything in it. So
Marilyn Monroe
said, how many? And so she wrote
Mary's
a script for some incredible number of barbiturates, and they fed them to the cat, and of course the cat seemed to die. And
it
became highly inert. And so they took it out and they had a little ceremony and they buried it in the backyard. Okay. This poor guy wakes up in the middle of the night and he's convinced that maybe the cat's just sedated. This guy's a psychiatrist. Normally he's sick anyway. So they
the moral is he should have used a gun.
I was getting to that. So they start running hoses from the neighbor's house and their house and everything because they don't want to dig it up, you know, like that. So
they want to drown it.
After garroting it.
Hugh, we want a referral at halftime, okay? I want this guy's name.
It was just...
Hey, don't yet let Blue Cross give him any more money.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
So they ran... I need to know.
I need to know the end, too. Did they get the cat out?
Well, I mean, you're going to dig up a poison-drowned cat and make sure it's dead, you know? Of course they figured
sounds
it was
like
some
they would.
Coal mine, yeah.
It was...
They'd gone that far.
Well, back to Pamela.
Pamela.
We're talking the animals.
Yeah.
What minimum age may a dog be entered in dog shows?
Well, it has to be more
year?
Than one.
18 months.
Three.
6 months.
6 months. 6 months.
6 months.
How many points are required for a major, whatever that means?
20.
No, that's you see,
it's got to be less than 15. I would say
a major what? Less than that.
Really?
Less
than
five.
Less.
Two.
Up.
Three.
Three.
Only
that's
3 points
to do what? Major, for whatever that means.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
The
let's
other
ponder that
while
we take a break here.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from September of 1995. We're pleased to bring you this show and remind you that you can send your questions to the program at atp@udmercy.edu. Now, let's return to this classic show from September 1995.
We're back discussing Greg Sumner's mother's Chihuahua.
Which bit Hugh.
Yeah.
Which
no, bit no. Hugh.
We should send each of our listeners a puppy.
I was thinking like a dog head myself.
Yeah, we got some
good sea monkeys.
Stuff.
Those that's would it. Travel easily.
Oh, yeah. Those would be good.
What is it?
What's a sea monkey?
Yeah.
They used to be advertised in comic books.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what they are.
Yeah.
you add water and they turn into living organisms.
Yeah. Well, back to our questions from Pamela Johnson. Seagoville, Texas, on dogs. How do you determine the number of points awarded at a show?
Add them up. What do you mean?
No, there is apparently a very specific way of doing
it. Yes, and I just said what it was.
It's one for each dog.
Well, by the number of dogs judged and defeated, so that's close.
Oh. A defeated dog?
There's nothing more resentful and dangerous than a defeated dog.
Who would take a dog to a show to be defeated? I mean, what kind of world is this?
Right.
You know,
there are seven variety groups of dogs. They fall into seven
vicious
categories.
Vicious, dangerous.
What are they?
Raggy.
Work dogs.
Work dog is one.
Are they long-haired
dogs,
or short-haired?
What is this?
Hunting.
Dogs. Yes.
Show dog.
Not hunting isn't really in here, but
birding.
Sporting dog.
Sporting.
Okay.
Sporting.
Oh, right. There we go.
Yes.
Then there's the swimsuit category.
The ornamental.
Ornamental. Yeah, you
like
put
the
them
poodle.
Out on your lawn.
Like the
mini. That's a hunting dog. The poodle.
Well, I guess that would
dog.
Come under non-sporting or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Ornamental.
Wasn't there a frivolous dog?
Well,
there's mutt.
Frivolous dog.
Is there a category stuffed?
How about
Pamela
dogs?
Johnson's never going to write the show again.
She'll write again.
Really,
we like her already. She knows.
I love that dogs.
Well, the other type
of dogs. Wet mouths. And dogs that don't.
Think of sheep.
Herding.
Yes. And now think of different types of dogs.
I'm still thinking
dogs.
About sheep.
I don't.
Like tall.
Very large.
Like toy.
Toy.
Right.
I already said miniature.
Full
size. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. And then blood.
Stounds.
Hounds.
Oh, hounds.
And a Scotch.
Oh, I love those dogs.
Terriers. What does terrier mean?
It means a little yappy dog that'll bite
you.
No.
Or that will corner a bear. So
they were
right
used
all about
to
it.
Catch rats in mines.
Is that experience?
Terriers were originally bred to go into small spaces and catch rats.
What variety group would the Pulik belong to?
That's a poodle and a what?
I have no idea. It's P-U-L-I-K.
Oh, well, no, then it isn't a mix.
French composer's.
That's I never
Poulenc.
Heard
of
this guy.
Dog.
Would it be a non-ornamental dog?
Is it a working dog?
Well, he does things.
Circus dogs.
Think sheep again.
He's a herding dog.
Is that a herding dog?
Where are they from?
Don't know.
I never heard of a Pulik.
I haven't.
Sounds
either.
Like a relative of Hughes, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's Pulik and Kulik.
Yeah. Got the name screwed up in Ellis Island. It's...
At an all-breed show, what regular classes are offered for each breed and sex?
Male and female.
Manners.
Congeniality.
Posture.
You guys are not taking these questions seriously. I can tell.
What classes are you talking about?
You mean classes that are taught to them or classes
no, no,
in
no,
which
the
they
enter? Categories.
Oh, categories in which they enter. Okay.
Oh.
Fine.
Huh?
Conformation.
How many are there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Well, is one of them confirmation?
No. No.
Then one isn't First Holy Communion, then.
No,
right?
No, not that kind of
confirmation.
This is with an O.
Conformation. You better give
formation. Yeah.
Puppy, 6 to 9 months. Puppy, 9 to 12 months. 12 to 18 months.
Yeah, well.
Novice, bred by exhibitor, American
bred.
There's a nervous dog, I'll tell you.
Is there like a fifth year senior?
The American bred, that's like Tasty, right?
That's right. Okay. Exactly. Has a silver cup on it or something.
Wonder bread.
At a show, which dogs win points in each breed?
The best.
Yeah, he's got it.
I'll accept
the first
that.
Three.
Well, it's winner's dog and winner's bitch is the answer I have.
I won't even touch that.
No.
10-foot paw.
Not with
the
bitch.
Come on, Claire, tell them. They can't say that anymore.
I'm tired of this ex-wife stuff.
Well.
Give the girls a break.
Well, come up with an alternative name then.
Yeah, really. Come on, they're giving her ribbons.
What do you teach dogs if you're going to show them?
How to be humble?
Not to tell.
Be humble.
Really, don't lord it over
don't
the other dog.
Sit on your hand. I am humble. Or shake after the end of the at the end of the game.
That was just too subtle.
You teach
George,
him obedience.
Not to yap.
The rest of this right. crowd.
To be quiet in
to
some
walk.
Manner.
Well, walk is close.
Yeah, I mean strut
a walk.
Heel.
How to sit and
heel.
How to stand.
Well, you have to gait. And to stack and bait.
You say stretch yourself.
Gate, stack, and
doggy.
Bait.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's sort of like models who learn to stand their
postures.
Or sit in the S
curve. I know what gate
that
means.
That must be it. You know?
Really?
It must
yeah.
be similar.
A girl in college tried to talk us into all sitting in the S curve.
Oh, gosh.
Which is considered seductive.
Like, I know.
Kathy, we cross our legs, and then you create sort of an S with your body.
Well, you just look
you
like a
female
extra
vertebrae.
You're
supposed
vertebrae.
To cross our legs at our ankles.
You
remember
look like
that?
A female
these were girls in college.
Oh,
this
okay.
was how to kill off spontaneity completely.
I bet.
What are the exactly movement that. Patterns judges may use?
Figure eights.
Galloping, cantering,
no.
You mean getting, they get the dogs to do these?
Uh-huh.
Go around in circles.
No.
They have to walk up and down and turn and stuff.
Yeah, down and back. That would be
oh, down and back.
Do they jump through hoops?
No.
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 Do they wear like little ballerina?
No, they don't do that either.
Do they, does
oh,
the dog
those are circuses.
Have to stop? I mean, after they walk back and forth, and they
probably
stop. They usually walk around
you know
and look at them.
I'm going
to
give you.
I think
I'm going
to
give you
hold our own dog
a half
yeah,
of this.
Yeah, I think so.
But I like
it's down and back. The triangle, the
you
L, and the T.
Oh,
oh how interesting.
So the L must be like that, and the T just you know. Oh. I don't ask me.
I don't think it's interesting. I'm sorry.
Oh,
okay.
What is the minimum number of championship points that can be won at a show?
Minimum?
One. Could there be a
zero.
Oh.
That's right.
Oh,
right.
Huge. Okay.
Well, no, actually, the minimum is zero. I mean, you know, you lose.
You can't
that
win
can
zero.
Forfeit.
Can be won.
One. Okay.
What is the maximum number of championship points that can be won at a show?
Three.
Four.
Two.
It's a little more than 15, three.
Four.
3.5.
Five.
It's five. Yeah. What type of show allows entries of only one breed?
Segregated shows.
Like a closed
a breed show?
Show.
A show of that breed.
Well, it's a specialty show.
Yeah, specialty
okay.
show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in which variety group would you find the Petite Basset Griffon Vendine?
Hound.
Yes.
Hound. Anything oh. with Basset is a hound.
That's right.
Right.
Or else I always thought it was a horn.
Which variety group includes the Boxer, the Samoyed, and the Akita?
Working dogs.
Yes.
That's right.
Ooh.
Which variety group would include Silky Terriers, Yorkshire Terriers, and Manchester Terriers? No.
No. That's a
are they ornamentals? Are they little miniatures?
They're little miniatures. Toys.
Toys.
In which class are specials shown?
Like this, like the Special Olympics.
Yeah.
Like,
something
like what is this?
Well, those.
This is best of breed or oh, variety. Oh. Okay. In which class do all regular class winners compete?
The Olympics.
Something?
Oh, that's close.
Is it best of breed, best of show?
That's close.
Class,
it's still, I'll accept that it's winner's class.
Okay.
But it's which 2 days compete, which two dogs, excuse me, compete for best of winners?
Best bitch and best dog.
That's right.
All
winner's
right,
dog
you.
And winner's
right.
bitch. That's right. What dog is judged?
Got my hand over Arthur's mouth.
Why? I'm not saying anything.
What dog is judged to be second to best of breed?
Best of inbred.
Is this the dog that takes over in the event that the winning dog cannot
the second runner-up, first runner-up?
Right. Yeah. That'd be the red ribbon.
The corky
dog,
sure would.
That's an important
this
job,
this is
too.
Called Best of Opposite Sex.
Oh. Okay.
That's an unwieldy title.
So if the dog wins, then it's the best bitch in that class.
That's right. Mm. In all breed shows, what is the maximum number of dogs to compete for best in show?
Five.
Seven.
Seven.
Huge.
Seven categories.
That's right.
Hugh,
hey, that's
you
good.
Know so it.
He's been listening.
That's yeah. right.
He's been thinking
been a
about
good
gun shows.
Boy.
I have.
He was paying attention.
You know, in Michigan, teams. We're getting near to
the knife and gun
season.
Show or the hand grenade and mortar show, whatever they have at the East 8 Mile Armory.
That's, you know, the thing is, you should go to these things. They are like a trip.
I've been.
Have you really?
Yeah, sure.
Aren't those spectacular?
They're wonderful.
Yes.
You
I
do
took
see
my
a
kids.
Different side of life.
Yes, I took my kids.
I think I saw half my freshman class. I was much more careful for the rest of the semester.
Watch what you say.
Which variety group would include the Shiba Inu, the Dalmatian, and the Kashanda?
Hound, no.
No.
What are the groups
bothersome?
Again?
Is there a
Dalmatian
group of bothersome dogs?
Well, the working? Groups are
well, Dalmatian,
sporting hound, working terrier, toy, non-sporting, and herding.
Non-sporting.
That's right. Non-sporting. Yeah.
It's not sporting of you.
Dalmatian is a non-dog.
Cruella
de Vil. Most of them are deaf.
Oh.
Dalmatians run behind fire engines. That's
yeah.
working.
They're mostly deaf.
And bite the tires.
Yeah, they aren't nice.
I mean,
yeah, we have on our walk up in Claire's neighborhood, there are two Dalmatians that live in a yard. As we walk by, they leap at the fence trying to tear the throats out of our bodies.
And right.
See? I really want to carry
this is the show that started out trying to reassure everybody about how good dogs are. Yeah, right.
Well,
oh, just these two on the corner. They want to kill people.
They do.
When
they
I
seem to have been bred
kid,
to kill.
I really liked seeing them on fire engines. I mean, that seemed to me to be kind of a cool thing. I don't know what the purpose was.
There are some people who would rather see them on fire.
These two dogs, I would. You know, I feel like coming with a napalm thrower and just incinerate.
That's why I don't go to dog shows anymore. I can't hear the conversation because of that kind of noise.
This is the best of the show.
Come on, Claire, let's growl. Let's see who's best at bitching. I was famous in high school for being able to go baa like a lamb. I won.
Would you?
You
favor
won
us
best dog.
I'll
do it. I'll do
let's
it. Our glee club sang Bleed Mary Had a Little Lamb, and we all vied for the job of being the one that when it got
let's
to go out at the end and go baa.
Do it.
I could do better, but
yeah.
You
I
haven't
had
lost
much
it.
Okay. A year in Romania wasn't quite enough. You know, I'll put that in my. Right, I've got another
like
question.
A sheep.
From my Eastern
Did that help you in Romania?
Isn't it amazing that kids look good?
It's nice to get up close with sheep.
Oh, what spaniel is found in the non-sporting group?
Cocker spaniel.
No. Think Richard Gere.
Gere spaniel. I don't know.
That's a remote hint. Think Dalai Lama.
Tibetan
spaniel. That's right.
That's so remote.
They're very mellow.
The Cindy spaniel.
Well, he's a disciple of the Dalai Lama, supposedly, you know.
Okay. No, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, whatever. How many types of setters are recognized by the American Kennel Club?
Setters.
Five?
No, that's too many.
Three.
Two.
Three.
Three.
That's right. The English, the Gordon, and the Irish.
Gordon.
Setters. Oh, those are... Yeah. They're hairy pretty dogs.
Oh, yes. I love
Well, we're going to have to save these till our next program.
Great.
That's great.
How about that? An entire show on...
I take it back. I like them except for the ones with number answers.
Yes. Dogs.
Oh, I like
the dog.
So we'll be back with our
okay.
next program with Pamela Johnson wrapping up the dog questions and moving right on to other questions. In the meantime, I thank the panel. Professor Pickering.
Sure.
Professor Bush. Professor Sumner. Professor Beer. Professor Crabtree. And Professor Kulik.
Barf.
And now...
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
The Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Smith Media Center on the University of Detroit Mercy campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Melissa Samluck and sometimes Amy Anderson. Our technical director is Michael Jason. Executive producer is Vivian Dix. And until next week, this is your host, Edwin DeWint.
And I'm Michael Jason, inviting you back next week for another edition of Ask the Professor.